In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. I want you to remember what I spoke about yesterday. You can be in the deepest, deepest hole, but God is deeper still, and He's got plans for your life. You've got to trust Him. I've got to trust Him. One thing about this ministry that I can honestly say is not a penny comes to me. All the monies we receive goes to pay radio bills. And that's God who has supplied us since 1984. Are you having a hard day today? Well, let's listen to the scriptures. Chapter 6 of St. Luke. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered the synagogue and taught. Yes, he taught them. He taught them the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And there was a man whose right hand was withered or paralyzed. He was known in the synagogue, you know. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day. In other words, you know, you shouldn't heal on the Sabbath day. It's against the Sabbath. But they might find an accusation against him. Oh yes, they're always looking for something against Jesus. But he knew their thoughts. Do you know that Jesus knows your thoughts? Do you know that he's wonderful? Do you know that he's got a plan for you? Do you know that he's kind? Do you know that he's wonderful? He's good. He has a plan for you. Do you know that? That's so important. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up, stand forth in the midst." And he rose up and stood forth. He's in the middle of the synagogue, you know. Then said Jesus unto them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or destroy it?" And looking around about and upon them all, he said unto the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Oh, Jesus knew that he wanted to make this man whole even on the Sabbath. You know, they feed their animals on the Sabbath. Why not this son of Abraham be healed on the Sabbath? Oh, yes. Oh, but the Pharisees were so angry because he broke the Sabbath law, so they think. And they are after Jesus. And looking around about upon them, he said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with bad thoughts, madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. In other words, they just wanted him dead. Do you know that God heals on the Sabbath? Do you know that God heals any day that we have faith? Do you know that still Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you know that? We need to believe that God heals on the Sabbath, that God heals on Tuesday, that God heals on Wednesday, yes, that He's a healer. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. That's Jesus. By His stripes we were healed. Do you know that today? Not only did He take our sins upon the cross, but He took our sicknesses upon the cross. By His stripes we were healed. But the Pharisees don't want anything to do with Jesus. They're into religion. And I'm telling you, religion doesn't save. Faith in Christ saves. That's the religion I want. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I want that. That's what I want. And faith in His church that He breathed forth when He was dying, when blood and water spilled from His wounded heart. And it came to pass in those days that He went out to a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. This is Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is God in the flesh, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, goes to a mountain to pray. And He continued all night in prayer. Well, something's going to happen after He prays. And it came to pass that He continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, He called unto Him His disciples, and them He chose 12, whom He named apostles. I love what Mark says. He called those whom He desired. Do you know that He desires you today? Do you know that Jesus desires you today? He wants to raise you up. He wants to make you a great witness. You see, when I preach the gospel, it's not because I'm going to receive money. I preach the gospel because I want people to hear it, and I want people to give their life to Jesus. That's why I preach the gospel. I preach the gospel because God has anointed me to preach the gospel. And that's what I do. Whether I feel it or don't feel it, in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. And when it was day, after He prayed all night, He called unto Him His disciples, and of them He chose 12, whom He named apostles. Simon, whom He also named Peter. I tell you that Simon Peter was not the greatest of men, but He chose him and was going to make him great. And Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, and Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, who would be the traitor, who would betray Jesus. And He came down with the apostles, and stood on a plain, and the company of His disciples, and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear Him. Again, not only to be healed by Him, but to hear Him preach. Oh yes, preaching is so important. Preaching is so important because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. They came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. Oh yes, I would imagine that as Jesus spoke the Word of God, I would imagine people would be healed as He spoke. As He spoke, not only when He touched people, but as He spoke. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, they were all healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch Jesus, for there went virtue out of Him and healed them all. Do you know that you can touch Jesus today? You say, oh, but He's in heaven. Yeah, but our faith touches Jesus. As long as Jesus is still on the throne and hears and answers prayer and our faith is intact, it's going to all turn out all right. Do you know that we can touch Jesus in faith? I want to ask Jesus to really touch a young man named Richard, that God would do a mighty work in Richard. Yes, yes, Lord, because You love this guy. And I pray that You would do it by Your Spirit. Do it wonderfully, because You love this guy. Give him what I cannot give him, hope and faith. Give him that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so they were healed of all their diseases. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." The poor. This is not poor in spirit. This is the poor. Let's look at the nativity experience. We see Mary being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, a poor woman. We hear the angel speak to her, "You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Mary, the poor woman, was confronted by an angel and said, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." But not only was Mary poor, we see Elizabeth and Zechariah. They were poor. They had no children. It was seen as a curse not to have children. They were poor, and yet God chose the poor to reveal Jesus. That's John the Baptist, the son of Elizabeth and Zechariah. Then we go to the manger, and we see the poor shepherds. They're the first ones that come to the manger, the poor, because he is the shepherd of us all. Do you know that today? "Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Then we have Anna and Simeon, poor. Anna's been in the temple for years, and Simeon's waiting to hold the Messiah because it was promised him. But poor, they had not much, and God revealed himself to the poor. Are you poor today? Well, I'm poor in spirit. God will reveal himself to you if you want him. If you touch him in faith, if you get a hold of him by grace, oh yes, how he wants to do something for you. "Blessed are they that hunger now, for they shall be filled." Are you hungry for the word of God? Are you hungry for Jesus? Oh, as the hind longs for the running streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. A thirst is my soul for God. When shall I behold the face of God? Oh, I am hungry and I am thirsty. "Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh." Yes, I'm telling you, if you've got tears in your eyes today, there's going to be a day that you're going to be laughing. Yes, because it's a promise from Jesus. "Blessed are you when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." In other words, blessed are those who hate you because of Jesus. Rejoice. Rejoice in that day. And leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers do unto the prophets. They killed all the prophets. They wanted nothing to do with the prophets, because the prophets called them to repentance. And you know what? The prophets were not loved. I remember Jeremiah saying, "Not going to preach anymore." But there was a burning in his bones, and he had to preach. Then Isaiah said, "I'm not preaching anymore. Roll up the scroll. No more will I preach, because I am the object of their hate." But he had to preach again. Oh, I tell you, preaching is something that is in the bones, in the heart. It's more than words. It's God reaching out to his people through the spoken word. How we need men and women that will preach the word of God. "But woe unto you that are rich, for you shall receive, you have already received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, For so did their fathers do to the false prophets. I tell you, I can honestly say that I've had my share of persecution. I don't appeal to everybody. And you know what? That's God letting me know that I'm doing the right thing if people hate me. Now, I know there are a lot of people who love me too. But everybody doesn't love me. They say, you know, I'm not going to listen to that guy. He's a phony. Well, you know what? You can say that. But God knows who I am. I don't have to make excuses for who I am. God knows who I am. And God knows why I do what I do. But I say to you that hear me, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. You've got to pray for your enemies. Oh, you don't have to have long prayers. People that have hurt you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive them. I forgive them. Love your enemies through forgiveness. Bless them that curse you. Yes, bless their enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Yes, pray for them. And unto him that smites you on one cheek, offer the other cheek. And him that takes away your cloak, forbid not to him to take your coat also. So Jesus is telling us, we've got to live differently. We've got to live differently than the world lives. Why? Because we belong to him. Jesus did not smite the Pharisees who did not believe in him. He kept on preaching the word of God. Give to every man that begs of you, and of him that takes away your goods, don't ask for them back again. And as you would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise. Yes, love people that you want to, in other words, you want to be loved, but you are to love people, even your enemies. Even your enemies. But you've got to give them to God. You've got to give the enemies to God. You don't want to hold them to yourself. You've got to give them to God. Give to every man that asks of you, and him that takes away your goods, don't ask for them again. And as you would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise. For if you love them that love you, what credit is that to you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them who do good to you, what credit is that? For sinners also do the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have you got? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Oh, yes. How do we show love for our enemies? We pray for them. Love your enemies. Do good. Lend hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to those that are evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father is merciful. You know, the rain falls on the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, the bad, and the ugly. People that do not belong to God, the rain falls on them. The sun shines on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Very important to know that we want never to judge our enemies. We want to pray for our enemies. We need to pray for our enemies. Why? So that we be free. We be free from the torment of unforgiveness. Oh, yes, it's time to pray for your enemies, those that have ripped you off. And I'm going to tell you, I've been ripped off many, many times. Oh, Lord, I bless those people. I bless them, Lord. I bless them good because you love them. And I want to love them too because you love them. I want to follow exactly your word. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Oh yes, forgive and you shall be forgiven. Oh, forgiveness is so important in the kingdom of God. We need to forgive people who have hurt us. We need to forgive people who have caused us evil. Yes, even those that have abused us. We don't need to be their friends, but we need to forgive them. If we don't forgive them, we take them to the grave. And who wants to take anything to the grave? What they did to you was evil. We cannot say it was good. It was evil. But you need the grace to forgive. So, Father, we ask for the grace to forgive, the grace that comes from Calvary, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love this 38th verse. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure, it shall be measured back to you. That's what I need to be generous. Give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garments. How we need to be givers. How we need to be people that plant seeds. And I tell you, my money are the seeds that I plant. And it's fine. God sees it. God knows it. And he says, I'm going to reap what I plant. I'm going to reap what I sow. And it's going to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Yes, that's the way God is. That's the way God is. I told you the story about Joe and Rhonda when they had a little baby, JT, who's now married and has his own children. Joe only had $10, and the box came around from church, and he said to Rhonda, I'm going to give this all to Jesus. She said, but we need it for some things for the baby. He gave it all to Jesus. And when he came home, I tell you, it was pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You know what? There were checks in the mail, at least one check, that he wasn't expecting. And God gave him that through the goodness of God's heart. And he spoke a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not all fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And behold, why are you bold? Why are you bold? And you see the speck in your brother's eye, but you do not perceive the beam that is in your own eye. How can you take the speck out of your brother's eye while you have a beam in your own eye? First take the beam out of your eye, and then take the speck out of your brother's eye. You hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to pull out the speck that is in your brother's eye. You see, we don't go looking for our brother's speck. We need to take the beam out of our own eye. We need to do something. I want you to hear the word of God today, that you are loved with an everlasting love, that God has a plan for you, that he says there is no condemnation now for those that are in Christ Jesus, that he says you are called my children, made that way through the blood of Christ, adopted through the cross of Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My friends, we are still paying October's bills. I need to hear from you. Go to inseason.net and leave something on PayPal. Do it in the name of Jesus. Or write to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. It is time for us to take an inventory of who we need to forgive. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring it up so that you can be free. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.